actions speak louder than words.
Actions speak louder
than
words.
So if someone says you can't, you do. That fires me up. There's no need to go respond to them people. The best way to do it is if someone says you can't go on this place, you show them how it's done.
Hello, I'm Richard Ryder, and you're listening to My Driving Force, a podcast from the Disabled Drivers Association about what drives people to reach their full goals and achieve their full potential in life. Over the next six podcasts, I will be talking to DDAI members and friends about what their driving force in life is. In this episode, I'm talking to James Casserly. James is 18 years old and is from Lucan, County Dublin. James tells me he's on a mission to travel to all 32 counties by bus, train and tram. He wants to find out how accessible our public transport service really is. James is documenting this journey through his social media handle, Jimbo's Accessible Adventures. He has over 10,000 followers, so check him out on the usual social channels. So, James, how are you? Or should I call you Jimbo? I think I'll call you Jimbo, will I?
Yeah, whatever you want.
You're very, very welcome to
Thank
the podcast. And thanks for taking the time to come in to me today. I've done a lot of these over Zoom and you've been very good. You've come in and you're face to face with me here in the studio. So it's lovely to see you. Although it's not our first time to meet. We met on the Ireland AM there. Yeah, do you remember back here when we were launching the Baywatch campaign last year? But look, it's lovely to see you again.
Me too.
And again, thanks a million for calling in. So, can you tell me a bit about yourself, who you are, where you grew up, where you went to school, all that kind of stuff?
So I'm Jimbo, or Jen, whatever you want. I'm 18. I'm from Lucan, County Dublin. I'm in 6th year, Eamonthread Pride. I run a page called Jimbo's Accessible Adventures, where my current project is going around 32 counties by Ireland by public transport. I have 5 counties left, 2 in the Republic of Ireland, Kerry and Kerry. And then I have to do every county in Northern Ireland except Antrim.
Okay. So you've done a lot already?
Yeah.
Oh, right. What's been the most accessible town or village or...
Let's hear the question. No county is really bad, to confirm. Most counties are pretty good, but...
Yeah.
Porties and Cario are really accessible.
Okay.
And that's a bit surprising because the population stuff, but it's really accessible.
Right.
Accessible. Westport is pretty accessible. Dublin is pretty accessible. Okay, it's hard to pick up one more.
Yeah, no, that's okay. But that's, I suppose, saying Portlaoise and Carlow, it's not something you think of immediately. You would have thought maybe, Dublin, Cork, the cities, Galway, that kind of stuff. So it's good to hear that some of the smaller towns in Ireland are accessible.
Yeah.
And so you're from Lucan, you go to school in Lucan, you're 18, you're doing your leaving cert, you told me, this year.
Yeah.
How's that going?
Good, thanks,
Yeah, you're studying away.
Yeah.
I'm pulling you away from your studies on a Tuesday evening here.
Yeah.
But anyway, you'll get back to it later. And then you also told me when we were just chatting there before we started that you coach 3 soccer teams.
Yeah, I have coached 3. I do Lucan United. That's the club. And then I go to all the matches.
Yeah, Lucan United, yeah.
Then I go to all the under-17 matches and all the under-19 matches with my school too.
Fantastic. So your time's taken up. It must be nearly every evening you're doing something to do with the soccer, right?
Yeah.
So you're a big soccer fan. Who do you follow?
Liverpool and St. Pat's.
Liverpool and St. Pat's. And have you been to any Liverpool games?
I've been to the Everton match in October. I was at when they won 2-0, I think it was.
Yeah.
And then right before COVID hit, 2 weeks before COVID, I went to my first ever match.
Yeah.
Southampton, and they won 4-1.
Oh, brilliant.
And then I went to the Man United match when they won 7-0 this day after. And then I'm going to Crystal Palace.
Yeah.
On the 14th of April.
Brilliant. So you're bringing them good luck, obviously, and lots of goals because 7-0, 4, whatever it was.
Yeah.
Brilliant. So hopefully Crystal Palace could be a big score with you there in the team and have a... That's fantastic. So you go over, you get the boat over, you fly over.
Oh,
what do you do?
I fly. Yeah, the boat takes too long.
Okay.
What I do sometimes is I go to Manchester airport.
Yeah.
And then I just take the train down. Sometimes I do go to Liverpool, but sometimes it's cheaper to go to Manchester. And to be honest, the distance from, if you get the bus from Liverpool airport to the city centre, about 40 minutes. If you get the train from Manchester airport to, if you actually get the bus from Manchester airport to, you have only an extra 20 minutes.
Okay, so it's brilliant. And it's all accessible all that kind of...
And just on that, England have this app, or you can't actually get the app if you have an Irish phone, but they have an app called Passenger Assist.
Right.
So what Passenger Assist is, you can actually book your assistance through the app.
Wow.
Yeah, so say if you're going from Liverpool to Manchester, you can book your assistance like 2 hours in advance.
Sure.
And then if in my case and in your case, we wouldn't have the app because we have Irish phones.
Yeah.
You can make an account and not have the app. So I have an account for passenger assist. So every time I go on the UK trains, I just run the number up.
Yeah.
And say, oh yeah, I'm going for you. We'll put them on the 6 o'clock train. Can I book this?
Isn't that brilliant?
Yeah, I hope we have that night one day.
Yeah, well, we will. And I mean, things are getting better here. Yeah. But I think at the moment, say, if you wanted to go on the Dart over to wherever from south to north side, don't you have to ring ahead to say you're coming because you have to get the ramp and all that kind of?
Yes, in the official rules, yes. But if you're going from Conwy Station, you don't need, but if you're going from, like, say, my height to Raheny, you do. They're not mainline stations.
So hopefully one day, as you say, we'll have an app like that in Ireland. Maybe that's something you could look into and maybe something you could do yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
And come here, you were telling me you have a brother, he's 8.
Yeah,
Tom.
He's 8, yeah.
Yeah, and he's doing well.
Yeah.
So, very good. And so, do you plan to go to third level after school?
I'm going to go travelling towards him, PSC College in September, hopefully.
Yeah.
Either in Stayorgan or Dunboyne, and then we'll see what happens after that.
See what happens after that. So, like, what would you like to do in the future? Like,
I want to be a travel counselor or a travel agent and specialise in accessible travel. So, if I give you an example, if someone walks into a travel agent that has a disability or has a wheelchair, I want to go to Canary Islands with my family or whoever, with my friends.
Yeah.
Which is the best place to go? Which is the best accessible hotels?
Sure.
Which has the best things to do that are accessible?
Yeah.
What companies do accessible transport from the airport to
port? Yeah, so it's like getting from A to B and just having it all covered.
Yeah.
So it's not just transport that you look at, it's cafes, restaurants, hotels, the whole shebang.
Everything,
so you want to be able to cover it all from like a concierge from start to finish.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be great for people? Yeah. I think it really would. I think that would really work. I think people would pay a few extra bob to actually get that service so that they know that when they get there, what they've booked is accessible. Because a lot of the problem is, and what I've heard anyway, anecdotally from people, is they book a wheelchair accessible hotel, but when they get there, you know, there's stairs in front of them or whatever, you know, it's just not, or it's the room they say is accessible, but it's not, the door opens incorrectly, or it's not big enough to swing a cat in, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I'm sure you've come across that.
Yeah. What I do for that is to avoid that is I actually run up the hotel and go, do you have any accessible rooms? Do you have a lift or an elevator? And
you check your ring and ask before and you go.
And then I look at the images of the entrance of the hotel.
Oh man.
So and then so you kind of do
a bit of homework before you go, so you have no surprises when you arrive.
Yeah.
that's a really, really good idea. And I think people should take that on board.
I made that mistake once in Yipin where they didn't have the entrance wasn't accessible. So I obviously couldn't get in but with the back entrance, but I yearn from that. I have to do a research first.
You see, I think because, and like in fairness to people, I suppose some people who don't deal with people with disabilities or would know that kind of area, or don't, you know, have somebody or friend or relative, they don't really know and they just think, that's accessible, but it's not, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
And that's good. And Jimbo's Accessible Adventures, I want to talk to you a little bit about that. So we touched on it earlier, but so you've been, how many did you say you have left? 5 or 6 counties?
Five counties left. Yeah, five.
Five counties. Okay. And when do you hope, have you a deadline to try and get them done by?
I have no deadline, but I will have them done by the summer.
By the summer.
Because I want to start a new project, a scope of new projects after.
Okay. And is that can you tell us about that today?
What is it?
I
want to go around all the grand stadiums and see how accessible they are and rent it from 1 to 20. And then I want to, hopefully, I have this in mind, go around all the 27 European capital cities of the European Union and go rate them from 1 to 27.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
That'd be interesting. So you'll definitely have to come back and tell us about that. Yeah. And when did you start Jimbo's Accessible Adventures?
April 22.
So around COVID, was it? Yeah. It must have been difficult.
Yeah, it was the back end of COVID.
Yes, you've done a lot then in a quite short space of time. And are you getting any funding for this? Are you doing it all off your own back?
Doing it all off my own back now. I do have a free travel pass. So.
Okay, but still. And if somebody comes with you, do they?
Yeah.
Okay, so you kind of enjoy it. And I suppose it's a nice way of getting away and seeing the country too.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Brilliant, great idea. As I say, I've seen you on TikTok few times there. You're just back from Rome and Milan.
Yeah.
And you just got back on Monday. So how was Rome? Is it accessible?
Not really. It's probably, probably one of the worst places for accessibility that I'd be into. But what I'd say to people here, a wheelchair user is going to Romney, and make sure you have your transport organised, like your taxi not pre-booked, because
your transfers,
the buses are not really accessible over there. Well, they are to some extent, but not every bus. The metro is accessible, but even that, it's not the best. Right. So it's not like other places, not like even Spain or something.
Yeah,
where
yeah.
All the buses are accessible. So what I'd say to that is the only way to get around, unfortunately, is if you rent a car or accessible taxis. But make sure you have accessible taxis pre-booked.
Okay.
Yeah, and make sure and don't do it last minute, because if you do it last minute, right, it took us 2 hours to get from the hotel to the airport. It took us 2 hours to get a wheelchair accessible taxi, and the taxi man charges 50 euros, and it was only a 10-minute drive.
Oh, you were ripped off.
Yeah, but
it's not so terrible.
So it's not like other patients.
No.
Please don't, and anybody listening to this, please don't be afraid to travel. That was I've been there. Yacht places and the yacht places are accessible.
Yeah.
But Italy, unfortunately, not the most accessible.
Yeah, I suppose Rome itself, such an old maybe city or something, that it's just, they just don't, and they're obviously not taking it seriously, especially with the whole taxi thing there that you just, you said. So like, I suppose it's kind of, a question of how important is it for you that transport and buildings are accessible? Like when you arrive somewhere and it's not accessible, does it wreck your day?
Yeah, it wrecked the whole day, to be honest. Because it's very difficult to get around. What I'd say to people is, and say to businesses all around Ireland and everywhere really, is try to make a shop or a hotel or a restaurant accessible, because if you don't, you're kind of using business, because there could be...
Yeah, there's a potential business out there.
And even if something goes to the vicinity, is even if you have a step up, one or two steps up, just buy a part of a ramp, they cost about 80 quid. And then just put that down when you see...
somebody coming in. It's true. Again, on TikTok, because you're very strong on social media, and TikTok seems to be... Is that what be your strongest?
Twitter.
Twitter's your big
or
one.
X
now that it's called, But you're starting to come onto TikTok, and you pop up on my feed, Reese, quite often. And you were out in Liffey Valley there. Can you tell me about what happened out in Liffey Valley and why you were out there and what happened?
So, basically, beside the wheelchair spot, there was no disc curb, so you had to walk. There was a disc curb, but you had to walk on the road. So
there was a high curb beside the wheelchair
spot.
There's
no safe way to get up unless you walked on the road.
Which is very dangerous.
Me and my mum both did a video on asking if you buy...
Shopping centre, this is,
to please put disc curb on it. And they did eventually...
But they did it. Yeah. So, it took them a bit of time. But would you call that a dipped curb, is it?
I don't know the official word, but so they did it, thank God. So there's never safe way.
Yeah, and you were out there the other day just pointing out the fact, I think you were thanking Liffey Valley Shopping Centre for doing it. But, it took them a bit of time, but they did it, and that has to be acknowledged as well. So that's good. So, other places that public venues should be aware of accessibility, shouldn't they?
Yeah.
So 100%. And can you tell me and our listeners about Always Brighter Sides? When I was doing a bit of homework on when you were coming in today, I was obviously doing a bit of research and I came across Always Brighter Stories. Can you tell me what that is?
So it's about 7 people from across Dublin.
7?
I think it's 7, how to be kinder. So it's about 7 stories of people around Dublin, and one of them was Terry Bird, actually.
Okay.
On how to be kinder and how to be nicer and stuff like that in Dublin.
Did they contact you? Or?
So what happened is the yard mayor, Dachy the Rooster, I was in for him with the day, and I was doing a bit of work experience for him.
Yeah.
And I was in the meeting with him, and then he was like,
I think you'd be...
Yeah, I didn't want to do it. I think that this would be good.
This be good for you, or you'd be good at it.
Yeah, and I was like, of course. So that's what happened.
Yeah. That's great, because I saw you actually, you're on a billboard and all, aren't you, in town? Bus stops. I said, I know that fella.
Yeah.
And that was you.
Yeah.
And that's fantastic, So that must be great, because and I think you were in with our Taoiseach, weren't you?
Young Varadkar Taoiseach.
Leo Varadkar, what was that all about?
He just asked me, could you see him what I did, and he wanted to know more about it, so he kindly asked me to
talk about about accessibility taxis or no, just
accessibility in general around Ireland.
Isn't that fantastic? Yeah, that, so there you go. You're making waves. People are noticing you.
Yeah.
And that's fantastic. Like, because it's not easy to get that. You know what I mean? A lot of people. And I think it's because you're a nice guy and you're not, you know, you're doing it the right way, I think.
You're not
shouting and roaring.
You don't get heard when you start shouting and roaring. Yeah. You need to be constructive and need to see the positive in things. So,
and that's why. Yeah, you know
and
what
that's
I mean?
Nobody wins if you start shouting and roaring.
Very good.
Going on a big rant about things.
I totally agree with you. That's my kind of mantra in life too. You know, you don't get anywhere by shouting and roaring, but you still have to be firm and you still have to be. But very good. And can I ask you then, what's your driving force? And what are you passionate about in life? What gets you going? What gets you up in the morning?
My driving force is definitely travel. I love to travel.
Yeah.
I was on 26 flights yesterday.
26? That's fantastic.
Yeah.
So, just give me an idea of where you... You don't have to tell me all 26, but like, give me...
I was in Europe for a year. Cause
Liverpool?
Yeah. Five, six times.
Okay.
And not just for matches, for different things.
Yeah.
And then I was in London.
Yeah.
Once, and then I was actually in the European Parliament at European Youth Event.
Okay.
In Strasbourg.
Yeah.
And then I've tripped over to the UK. I was over at the Gibraltar away match.
Oh, right.
And then I was at the Netherlands away match for the Irish team.
Yeah, lovely. Oh, my God. Yeah.
And then, so yeah.
Yeah, you like it. And you were in Spain, you were in Lanzarote or something?
Oh, yeah, I was in Lanzarote, last August.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Have you any plans this year? Will you think you'll be on 26 or more this year?
Hopefully. I'm going on 4th or 8th next month.
Already? Oh my God, they must love to see you coming out of the airport.
Yeah.
And you were telling me you actually worked out in the airport there. You did a bit of work experience.
Yeah, about 5-6 weeks I did work experience in the OCS control room. Okay. So that's also something that I wouldn't mind doing now for a year or two.
And OCS out at the airport, what do they do?
So they assist people going through the airport to have disabilities, all kinds of disabilities.
Limited mobility or whatever, older people and people with...
Help them onto the plane and through the airport.
Yeah, I think everyone's probably seen them when you go to the airport, So when you're going onto a plane, do you go in your chair?
Ryanair don't have any air bridges, so I go on an ambi, if it's called, so I go on a van basically, and then that van has an attachment onto it, and then it rises up to the plane. Yeah. If it's stairs, if it's an air bridge, you obviously just drive down to the end of it and then take my chair and walk onto the plane. So, yeah.
And so you get on first?
Yeah. No.
Oh.
With Aer Lingus, yes, but with Ryanair, I get on last.
Last. Off last.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. And I don't mind it.
You don't mind it.
Yeah.
That's fine. And do you go in your power chair or do you need a manual chair?
Ryan, we actually don't know about my new chair, but Ryanair didn't take my old power chair, so I had to go with my manual chair. But I think they take this chair. But it just depends on the trip. Like, I'm going over to Birmingham and I'm going over to Everfest next month. So I will probably take my manual chair just to that, so I don't have to, because I don't get to a quarter past 12 on the 1st of April. So instead of paying for a taxi, I have an attachment called the power system.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that one. Yeah, that's like, explain to people what that's like, attaches onto.
So a power system is, it's like a manual chair or a push chair.
Yeah.
Maybe if people don't understand what a manual chair is. And it has tinge on the front of it that's like a bracket.
Like bicycle handles.
Yeah, a bracket that attaches onto it. And then, so it's like motor. The best way to describe it is like a motorized attachment or like a motorbike that you attach on. So what you do is you pull in the power seat and then that attaches onto the front and then you get going.
So it basically turns your manual wheelchair into a powered wheelchair that you can get around. That's brilliant. I've seen it. I saw you in it. Yes, top class. It really is. That's absolutely brilliant. So you don't let anything hold you back. No, absolutely nothing. So my last guest is a man called Martin Moore, and he's a member of the Disabled Drivers Association. He's actually one of the board members, and he lost his leg in a horrible farming accident when he was 2 years old. He's now in his 70s, so he spent most of his life with an amputated leg, and he uses a leg. So he asked me to ask you, because we ask all our guests to ask the next guest a question, and his question to you is, how do you deal with people who might say unhelpful things about your disability or kind of be mean?
What I do for that is sometimes actions speak louder than words.
Actions speak louder than words.
So if someone says you can't, you do.
That just pushes you on more, doesn't it?
That fires me up. There's no need to go respond to them people.
Yeah.
The best way to do it is if someone says you can't go on this place, you show them how it's done. or someone says, oh, you can't do this, or you can't.
You don't let that get to you. No. You just power on even more.
You just be kind to them people. You don't even inter.
You don't rise to them.
You be the bigger person and you show them how it's done, but in a nice way. You don't start shouting and roaring at them.
Yeah. Isn't that great? Yeah. So that's how you deal with people like that. And come here, you get to ask our next guest a question as well. Yeah. So have you thought of something that you'd like to ask?
What's your ambition in life, or what's your motto of life?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's your ambition, and what do you want to do in your life?
If you have done what you wanted to do in your life, how did you achieve that?
Brilliant. So listen, thanks so much.
Thanks so much, Richard.
Thank you for joining me, James, and the best of luck in your Leaving Cert.
Thank you so much.
And the next stage in your life and whatever you're going to do. So will you do come back to us in the future? And I want to keep in touch with you, because I think I'd love to follow your story, and I think you have a lot to offer, and I bet we'll be hearing a lot more about you. Thank you for listening to the last episode in this series of My Driving Force podcast. And please remember to follow us on your favourite podcast platform, and don't forget to spread the word to anyone you think might be interested in hearing more. If you are interested in hearing more and finding out about the Disabled Drivers Association and the services that we offer, you can visit www.ddai.ie. Or if you'd like to contact me for any reason, you can email me at podcast@ddai.ie. Thanks again for listening, and have a great day, whatever you're up to.